Where'd you get this, Bobby-O? But he could think of nothing to say. No fib, no outright lie, not even the truth. Suddenly, Bobby felt very tired. The only thing in the world he wanted to do was creep into his bedroom and hide under the covers of his bed and go to sleep. I gave it to him, Ted said mildly yesterday. You took my son to a bookie joint in Bridgeport, a poker parlor in Bridgeport? It doesn't say bookie joint on the key fob, Bobby thought. It doesn't say poker parlor either, because those things are against the law. She knows what goes on there, because my father went there. And like father, like son. That's what they say. Like father, like son. I took him to a movie, Ted said, Village of the Damned at the Criterion. While he was watching, I went to the corner pocket to do an errand. What sort of errand? I placed a bet on a prize fight. For a moment, Bobby's heart sank even lower, and he thought, what's wrong with you? Why didn't you lie if you knew how she felt about stuff like that? But he did know. Of course he did. A bet on a prize fight. She nodded. Uh-huh. You left my son alone in a Bridgeport movie theater so you could go make a bet on a prize fight. She laughed wildly. Oh, well, I suppose I should be grateful, shouldn't I? You brought him such a nice souvenir. If he decides to ever make a bet himself or lose his money playing poker like his father did, he'll know where to go. I left him for 2 hours in a movie theater, Ted said. You left him with me. He seems to have survived both, hasn't he? Liz looked for a moment as if she had been slapped, then for a moment as if she would cry. Then her face smoothed out and became expressionless. She curled her fist around the green key fob and slipped it into her dress pocket. Bobby knew he would never see it again. He didn't mind. He didn't want to see it again. Bobby, go in your room, she said. No. Bobby, go in your room. No, I won't. Standing in a bar of sunlight on the welcome mat by Liz Garfield's suitcases, floating in Liz Garfield's old blouse, Carol began to cry at the sound of the raised voices. Go in your room, Bobby, Ted said quietly. I have enjoyed meeting you and knowing you. Knowing you, Bobby's mom said in an angry, insinuating voice, but Bobby didn't understand her, and Ted took no notice of her. Go in your room, he repeated. Will you be all right? You know what I mean? Yes. Ted smiled, kissed his fingers, and blew the kiss toward Bobby. Bobby caught it and made a fist around it, holding it tight. I'm going to be just fine.